Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into a topic that's really close to my heart, but also a little bit worrying. We're seeing artificial intelligence zoom into federal housing policy faster than we can blink. It's amazing for efficiency, sure, but here's the kicker. Government agencies are using these tools to decide where money goes and how rules are made, yet they're keeping the curtain firmly shut on how these systems actually work. It feels like a real democratic challenge, doesn't it?
It really does, and I appreciate you framing it that way. It's a serious issue that we need to look at clearly. This tension just came to a head recently. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, actually withheld documentation regarding the Department of Government Efficiency's use of AI in housing policy. It's not just a hypothetical scenario. This is happening right now in how our housing policies are being shaped.
And that's where it gets frustrating. HUD claimed a legal privilege to block that disclosure. But I've been talking to transparency advocates and legal experts, and they're saying this justification just doesn't hold water. Under existing federal transparency statutes, like the Freedom of Information Act, there's really no solid foundation for keeping this secret. It feels like they're hiding behind technicalities when we just want to know what's going on.
Exactly. And that brings us to the core of the problem. We have to be serious about this. Algorithmic opacity in public policy is fundamentally incompatible with democratic accountability. If we can't see how the decisions are being made, we can't hold anyone responsible. It undermines the very trust that government institutions rely on.
I completely agree. Look, I love the potential here. AI can process massive datasets to spot eviction risks or forecast affordability in ways humans just can't. It could help direct funding to where it's needed most. But the risk is so palpable. If we're not careful, we're just automating historical inequities at lightning speed. It's a double-edged sword, and right now, the edge is pointing at vulnerable communities.
That's a crucial point, and we have to remember the history. Housing data is deeply scarred by decades of redlining and systemic bias. We aren't starting from a clean slate. When you feed that kind of history into a model, you're feeding the bias right back into the system.
That's exactly it. When these models are trained on flawed data without any public scrutiny, they don't just reflect past discrimination. They embed it into policy recommendations on a massive scale. And the scary part, this happens often before human officials even have a chance to step in and correct course. It feels like we're sleepwalking into a future where bias is baked into the code.
And that leads us to three tangible dangers created by this refusal to disclose AI methodologies. We need to break these down because they affect real people's lives.
First, it enables unchecked bias. It's heartbreaking to think about.
Precisely. Without access to the training data and the model architecture, independent researchers simply cannot audit these algorithms for racial, economic, or geographic discrimination. We're flying blind, and that's unacceptable in a democracy.
Second, it creates severe accountability gaps.
When AI-driven recommendations lead to harmful outcomes, and the decision-making logic is obscured, it becomes nearly impossible to assign responsibility. We can't determine legal compliance or fix the error if we can't see the mechanism causing it. The chain of accountability breaks completely.
And third, it erodes public trust. That's something we can't afford to lose.
Absolutely. Secrecy around government AI fuels skepticism and encourages conspiracy theories. It deepens the divide between citizens and the agencies meant to serve them. When people feel shut out, trust evaporates, and that damages the social fabric.
It feels like the laws just haven't kept up with how fast this technology is moving. We're using old rules for a new world.
You're right. executive and deliberative process privileges, were designed to protect national security matters, ongoing investigations, or internal pre-decisional debates. They were never intended to shield commercial or government algorithms from public review.
So by stretching these legal concepts, agencies are exploiting a regulatory gap. It leaves citizens forced to trust black box decision-making without any way to verify fairness or accuracy. It just doesn't feel right.
Moving forward, we need more than just good intentions. We require structural and legislative reforms.
I'm hopeful we can turn this around. Congress and federal agencies need to establish updated transparency frameworks. We need clear definitions on what AI documentation must be public, what legitimately qualifies for protection, and how audits should be conducted. We need a roadmap.
A great step would be subjecting government AI systems to regular, third-party evaluations by independent, nonpartisan algorithmic review boards. We could mirror the oversight models used in the financial sector. It's a proven approach that ensures rigor and independence.
And agencies should implement standardized disclosure requirements. Imagine publishing accessible summaries of how AI influences policy, including data sources, known limitations, and active bias mitigation strategies. That would go such a long way in helping people understand and trust the process.
The critical takeaway is straightforward. AI holds the potential to make government more responsive, data-driven, and equitable. But that potential only materializes when systems operate transparently. Without openness, the promise is lost.
It's a fundamental test of democratic accountability. This isn't a minor legal technicality. It's about the heart of how our government serves us.
For technology to truly serve the public good, transparency must be mandatory. Citizens must retain the right to understand, audit, and challenge the systems that determine their housing stability, economic security, and community futures. That's the standard we have to hold.